Border Crossing by Pat Barker. Read by James Wilby.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. They were walking along the river path, away from the city, and as far as they knew, they were alone. They'd woken that morning to a curious stillness. Clouds sagged over the river, and there was mist like a sweat over the mudflats. The river had shrunk to its central channel, and seagulls skimmed low over the water. The colour was bleached out of houses and gardens and the clothes of the few passers-by. They'd spent the morning indoors, picking away at their intractable problems. But then, just before lunch, Lauren had announced that she had to go out. They might have done better to drive to the coast, but instead they donned raincoats and boots and set off to walk along the river path. They lived on the edge of what had once been a thriving area of docks, quays and warehouses, now derelict and awaiting demolition. Squatters had moved into some of the buildings. Others had suffered accidental or convenient fires, and were surrounded by barbed wire fences with pictures of Alsatians and notices saying, "Danger, keep out." Tom kept his eyes down, hearing Lauren's voice go on and on, as soft and insistent as the tides that, slapping against crumbling stone and rotting wood, worked bits of Newcastle loose. "Keep talking," he said to clients who came to him for help in saving.